The U.S. Secretary of State says all parties must try to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria. John Kerry's warned that the current path of bloodshed is unsustainable and increases the risk of extremists becoming stronger.
In the Middle East itself, we all know that the current path in Syria is simply unsustainable, and it will only lead, absent leadership that brings countries together to try to find a political solution, the current path will only lead to greater bloodshed, greater destruction, greater instability, a greater humanitarian crisis, a greater challenge to the stability of neighboring states, to the potential of extremists becoming stronger, and the potential of chemical weapons falling into the hands of dangerous people. Those are all strategic interests that should motivate all of us to try to come to a negotiating table to find that political solution. 2 days ago, I was
in Russia. John Kerry says these worst-case scenarios should motivate all sides to return to the negotiating table. He made the comments during a press conference with his Italian counterpart, Emma Bonino, in Rome. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has also said the conflict in Syria requires a political and not a military solution. But talks about finding a political solution come as Hagel is said to be signaling Washington's bid to change the geopolitical map of the Middle East. He says America's role in the Middle East is to continue to help influence and shape the course of events in coordination with its allies. Mr. Redwan Rizk is a political analyst. He's with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Rizk, we have here John Kerry, basically the U.S. administration stressing that we need a political rather than a military solution. But a lot of observers are saying while the U.S. is calling for a political solution, its continued support for the militants means that on the ground that is not the policy that it's following. What do you think?
Well, I think Mr. Kerry and the Obama's or the American administrations that we all know through our experience since years that they don't know exactly how to deal with the Middle East crisis, and they have no plan. They are the most stupid administration that a country can ever see. If Kerry is calling now for a peace solution of the Syrian crisis, the question remains, why do they establish training camps on the Jordanian borders with Syria? And also, we all know that all the supplies to the rebels from the United States government directly, and the green light that Turkey and Qatar took from and Saudi Arabia from the American government to supply the rebels or the Jabhat al-Nusra on the ground, all these human crises or human facts that's being violated by all groups on the Syrian soil was committed by the rebels, by the groups who had invaded the villages in Syria, killing and massacring the people, the civilians there. And
also, Mr. Rizk, if I could just jump in here, do you think, however, that there is real fear now in the U.S. about the extremists, as they say, becoming stronger and the militancy taking on a radical form?
Well, yes, I think that now they are realizing that things are getting out of their hands and they cannot control it anymore. So the question remains, if they try to bring down Bashar Assad and to change the government of Syria and just hand it over to the rebels, wouldn't that be dangerous to the whole region by then? Now, because the Bashar Assad and the resistance camp from Iran to Beirut has shown some sort of resistance and succeeded and gained victory, now they are realizing that they cannot continue backing up the losing side of the rebels. They want to gain some benefits. They want to, you know, just change their position with the talks with Russia in order to be a part of the solution in the future. But they must admit that they have lost the Syrian war, and the victory is on the side of the resistance camp. And this is yet to come. Much more victories are expected in the near future.
But when we are speaking about a political situation, Mr. Risk, we've seen Damascus itself saying that the Assad government saying we are ready for a political solution, for dialogue with the opposition. But they accuse the United States itself of standing in the way of that political solution. What do you think is blocking the path to dialogue?
Since from the beginning, President Bashar Assad was calling for peace talk with the resistance in and outside Syria. And in, instead of obeying or responding to the Bashar Assad initiative, they went and appointed a government outside government and by Ghassan Hito and Ghalioun and others. Ghassan Hito lived in America, and he's an American American guy. Came to out of nowhere, and now he is the prime minister of the in the exile. As this is will be, this is reality, and to bring solution to the Syrian crisis. I think that the outsiders now realize that they have to sit and talk to the government, or they have no other way. So if they want to be a part and stop this agony of the Syrian people, they must respond to the government, and they must obey the government orders in order that they can be a part of the solution, and this bloodshed can be stopped, and the Syrian people must not pay the price of others or foreigners' agenda on its ground. So Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and plus Israel, and Israel is the lead in this, they have realized that they have no solution whatsoever, and they are realizing and admitting to themselves that they have lost the war. Now Kerry is trying to find a way out, just to save the water safe of the America, so they will not pay more prices and more cost in the Middle East. Now they have they are trying to find out a way with the with the Russians, so they cannot. They cannot go further, and they cannot be dragged more and more into the Syrian swamp, because they know that, after all those people who are being sent to Syria, they are getting killed, and they, sooner they will be all eliminated. So this, they must save the lives of those people who are being sent to Syria from others. They are nothing but toys. They are left in the battleground alone. So facing the just. Facing the strength of the power of the Syrian army, and yes. The Syrian army is defending the Syrian soils. They are foreigners, and America must realize to withdraw them now, and to force the oppositions outside to go for a serious talk with the government in order to find a final solution.
But of course, we know, Mr. Risk, that when Israel launched an airstrike on Syria, and then there was a second airstrike, a lot of concerns were raised in the region whether there's going to be a regional spillover. And quite immediately after these Israeli attacks on Syria, we're seeing these policies being adopted by John Kerry. As you say, there are meetings between officials of Washington and Moscow on how to resolve this. Do you think that despite this talk of a political solution, that things could, however, get take on a more military form in Syria, with even Israel getting involved, or this situation spilling into the region?
Well, they have pushed the their luck up to the limits, I believe, to the red lights, because the attack on Syria was very serious, and that was timed with the invasion or attack by the groups on Damascus, the capital itself, from 12 points. So they thought that the Assyrian army would be busy with the air raid, so yes. They can invade the ground and occupy Damascus. The air raid almost did a very limited damage to the Syrians, and nothing. It was a chicken farm and other places. And the attack on the ground also failed and was pushed back. So the whole plan, I think that was the final card to play. And they have played with their luck and the yes. destiny of the whole region, because that attack could have led to a war, a major war. And the Americans would be, are they ready? The question is, are they ready to handle a major war in the Middle East? I don't think so. They are not at all. They have no decision on that. So that now they are backing off, and they are. I think they are trying just to collect their defeat.
Thank you very much, Mr. Redwan Rizk, with his analysis with us there live from Beirut. Thank you, sir.